Thank you, Brad, and good morning. Sheriff's detectives investigating what is being described as an attempted murder incident at a residence in Dinsmore have collected evidence from the site of the attack that sent two people to the hospital. One victim, a 27-year-old female, has been flown to an out-of-area hospital for treatment of what is suspected of being a gunshot wound. However, the nature of the injury has not been confirmed. The second victim, a 55-year-old man, has been treated and released from the hospital after he was found with severe injuries following a beating. The suspects, at least two at this point but could involve more, wore dark clothing and had their faces covered during the attack. Evidence found at the scene indicated that firearms had been used, and several witnesses have been contacted and interviewed. On Tuesday, detectives from the Eureka Police Department's POP team served a search warrant in the 900 block of Rush Street in Eureka. During a search of the residence, detectives discovered an indoor marijuana grow in a detached garage and seized 191 mature marijuana plants. Due to unsafe wiring and gas modifications, PG&E disconnected the gas and electrical service. A male and a female were found at the residence and detectives detained and later released them, pending further investigation. Mendocino County Sheriff's detectives continue their investigation into a deputy-involved shooting that saw a wanted man fire several shots at the deputy and the deputy returning fire during a marijuana grow investigation on Tuesday. The suspect, described only as wearing camouflage clothing and who may be an Hispanic adult male, was able to elude search teams during and after the shooting incident. The search was called off on Tuesday due to safety reasons, and the deputy involved has been placed on administrative leave. Anyone with information about the suspect is asked to contact Mendocino authorities. The California Transportation Commission allocated $1 billion in funding for transportation projects in the state. Some of the funding allocations include $2 million for Humboldt County to seismically retrofit three bridges along Highway 101 near Trinidad. It also includes $560,000 from Mendocino County to improve the intersections of Routes 1 and 20 near Fort Bragg. And as the Board of Supervisors continues to review the general plan update, one of the topics that must be addressed is the way in which Humboldt County utilizes its water resources. Supervisor Estelle Fennell voiced her concerns about the amount of water being used by the numerous marijuana grow operations in the county.
Well, I think that what's going to happen is that we're going to have to prioritize what we need to do about that egregious use of water, that egregious impact on the environment.
Fennell went on to point out the environmental concerns that many people have with those grow sites.
You've got neighbors concerned about drawdown of water, grading, et cetera, et cetera. So I would hope that as we go forward, we figure out a way to apply the laws that are already on the book.
For more information about the general plan update, visit the county website. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Beautiful and inviting, the Benbow Hotel and Resort is known for its fine dining and gracious hospitality. Here you'll find a perfect place for a romantic getaway, special celebration, relaxing solitude, or successful corporate retreat. Play golf, get a massage, read a book, or just relax. Benbow Hotel and Resort is your California Redwood retreat, which is only a short drive, yet feels like it's a world away.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. State Democratic leaders believe they have a budget that will be passed by June 15th, a budget that is on time for the third consecutive year, and one that Assembly Speaker John Perez says addresses many of the fiscal issues the state has faced over the past 5 years.
This budget is a continuation of the work we've done with the governor and our colleagues in the Senate that has eliminated California's structural deficit, balanced our budget, and improved our credit rating. And the budget we will adopt this week builds on that tremendous progress.
With a legislative supermajority, Democrats have the needed votes to pass the budget without Republican help, and Perez outlined three key areas of focus for lawmakers.
Continuing fiscal responsibility, strengthening the middle class, and delivering effective and efficient services. These principles have guided our deliberations throughout the final stages of the budget process.
Perez went on to highlight other budget details like streamlining the business license application system, help for the agricultural section in easing export requirements, and making it easier for the children of middle-class families to attend a Cal State or UC campus. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.